It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We're in Gallatin, Tennessee today and excited to be here. We'll tell you what all we have going on out here in Gallatin. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier is back at the studio on the ones and twos. Sean Mark is here as our on-site engineer as well. What's up, JoJo?
Oh, we're having a good time. We're in Gallatin. The feeling out here is palpable. Got high school football just down the road tonight in Hendersonville at Gallatin. The town square is fired up. They got banners everywhere. People are excited. We're here in Gallatin at Tennessee Precious Metals having a good time today. It's Friday, man, and football is here. Real, tangible, put your hands on it. Football is here.
Yes, it is. Jill Jelinek from Fox 17, sports director there, is going to join us at 12:30. We'll talk some Titans with her, but we'll also talk high school football. Obviously, you'll be involved with Fox 17 tonight. I'll have the Metro Game of the Week between Maplewood and McGavick on these airwaves. We'll talk to Chris Sanders at 1 o'clock, and also Tatum Everett, our old friend, who's now in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, with the Vikings, actually works for them. So we'll get a little bit of a Vikings preview before the game tonight.
It's pretty cool, right? I mean, it's all here. Big game tonight at Nissan. High school football kicks off across the state. We got real football tomorrow, and then it begins. So what was the thing now? We have football every Saturday for the next, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Something crazy. 5 months, 5.5 months. So it'd be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it's finally here. We're making it, and it's a little cooler today, which is nice. Yeah, so I think – I haven't looked at what it is tonight, but I think we'll have some football weather.
Let me ask, when you drive up today, little sunroof?
No, did not do the sunroof.
Okay, all right.
No. So I was – no, I did not do the sunroof.
Because so, you know my thing, I don't do air conditioning no matter what.
I know. I should have, but right. I was – I was pretty heated, so I just had the AC.
Right. Speaking of heated, Vui's Kitchen is catering us today, and they have some amazing food. And they have the chili oil sauce, I think it is. It's very hot. So I saved that for you because I cannot eat that.
Okay, cool.
We'll
definitely be checking that out during the break. You know, I'll tell myself a little bit. You guys were in here talking, so hopefully you didn't notice. I'm not very good at parallel parking. I hate parallel parking. I absolutely hate it. And so I pulled it off, but it took a couple of attempts. So, you know, I would have been here a little earlier, but I had to do that.
Just do like most people, just park in the middle of the street and leave it and just walk in.
I mean, I should have just done that, but, you know, it's all good. I made it. So Titans tonight, will obviously there's a lot with the SEC to get into as well that we will. But the Titans tonight, the final warm-up. How long do you think we're going to see the starters play?
A series, if they play at all, maybe a half a quarter.
I do think they play. I just don't think it'll be very long. I think Cam will play.
Oh, I think he'll play two series. That'll be it. I think they're going to shut it all down and do that. That's why this game tonight, So, I mean, 50 of the 53 spots probably already taken. You know who's going to be there. So maybe a guy or two can show out. You know, when guys start getting cut on Tuesday, Titans will pick. It's the same routine every year. They'll cut some guys. They'll pick some guys up over the rosters that are coming here. But, I mean, it's the game tonight. I'd like to see Cam go in the second half. We're not going to see that tonight. So that tells me when you go to Denver in 16 days, Cam Ward is fit, ready to go, can play an entire game without any problem because we have not seen it in preseason.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what we're going to hope.
Yeah.
And say. But I don't know. Jim Wyatt says that, you know, he gets his six things to watch. I kind of get the vibe Tony Pollard probably won't play. You know, you'll see some of the O-line, but obviously Lloyd Cushenberry won't be in there. And you'll see more of the rookie wide receivers. Calvin Ridley will be out. He was held out of two practices this week, so I don't think we see him again until Denver.
No, I mean, and what's the purpose now, right? I mean, so if you're not going to play, the Vikings I hear are playing nobody, so Tatum Everett will tell us more on that coming up later on. But just another simple preseason game, get out of the way and the season starts. It's I don't know if there's, you know, what you need to see and who's the breakout players tonight. I don't know because I don't know what Callahan knows. I don't know what he needs to see. The O-line set, D-line set, we haven't seen Sweat practice any, so is he ready to go? There's so much unknown with this football team.
I want to see Cam – put a little more touch on the ball. You know, we've talked about this, that they've probably allowed him to maybe do a little bit more. You know, you're not necessarily going to do what you're not going to do in practice what you wouldn't do in a game, but at the same time, I think he's trying some things in the preseason games and practices. So I want to see him put a little more touch on the ball.
That's fine if you're Brett Favre, but when you're a rookie trying to do your thing, I mean, Denver's got him figured out. I mean, it's a rookie. I mean, they're waiting on him to run the mile high in 2 weeks. That's a good defense, too. It's going to be a great task for Cam that opening weekend. And I'm not a fan of trying stuff in camp you wouldn't do in a game. I mean, you're trying to get better and do that. So when he said that line a few weeks ago, like, I'm doing something camp I'm not going to do in the game. I'm like, I don't like that. Not a fan of all that.
Yeah. So we'll see. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What do you need to see for the Titans tonight? Or are you kind of like most of us and just let's get this thing over with and get to the regular season and cuts?
Because yeah.
they have to be at 53, I think, by – it's like 3 or 4 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, and so a lot of guys sweating this weekend of
it'll
what's
be a busy
happen
weekend
to me. What's going to go on? And so they, there's still guys, you know, fight for their professional lives. And again, we talk about it all the time. There are guys tonight around the league who will put a football helmet on for the very last time, and that's a very sobering thought to know that everything you work for and worked out
think about it like
and
that.
Everything. Not everybody's going to make the team, and it's it. And you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, it's time. But if you give everything you got, look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I gave 100% in everything that I did. You didn't make it. Walk away with your head up because that's all you could do.
And a lot of people, I thought about doing a 53, but I was like, everybody else is doing it. I think two quarterbacks.
Right.
You know, and what's interesting is Easton Freeze of A to Z Sports did a very nice job with one. And he had like, okay, some of these guys are placeholders because they're going to play the waiver wire. I think Brandon Allen's going to be the backup, but I also wouldn't be shocked if somebody else was floating out there that they felt they could bring in and would be a better backup to Cam Ward.
Oh, I think it's too late.
It might be, but if you can grab somebody and put them on the practice squad or whatever – they might consider that.
I think it's a little bit too late just because you got somebody in here, then they got to work the offense, know the offense. If Cam goes down, I'd be much more comfortable with Brandon Allen right now, at least knowing the offense, knowing where to go with things instead of some guy coming in here. I mean, they did it with Kerry Collins in 06. Billy Volek was cut that last week. They brought Kerry Collins in here.
They traded him.
That's right, yeah. To the Chargers.
That didn't sit well with me.
We caught up with Volek at the airport, and it was interesting. God, that was 19 years ago.
My favorite thing God. From that whole thing, and we've even talked to Fisher about it, was I forgot what it was. Volek kind of got the attitude because they brought in Kerry Collins. And so I think he made demands or something, and I just remember Fisher in the press conference going, that didn't sit well with me.
Right.
And he was gone.
We were in the bubble, and I think it was Floyd walked in. Practice was wrapping up, and Floyd said to one of the coaches, hey, I want you to meet somebody, Kerry Collins. We were like, what the hell is he doing here? And we all started going towards Kerry Collins, and the Titans PR tried to cut us off on like a punt block. Said, hey, you're not going to talk to him. And then I remember Vince walked out. They didn't say a word to each other. Vince went into the building. Kerry came into the bubble. Like, why is he here? And then you realize, oh, okay, here we go. And that was much needed.
Yeah. No, it turned out to be one of Floyd's, you know, last great moves as the GM of the Titans,
right,
was to bring him in. And we saw how that worked out in 2008. Obviously, Floyd was gone at that point. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're at Tennessee Precious Metals today in Gallatin. Right here in downtown Gallatin. It was beautiful drive up here, and traffic wasn't too bad, so it was nice. So we're excited to be here for our show as well. Jill Jelinek going to join us at the bottom of the hour from Fox 17. But coming up next, we'll continue to kind of look at some position groups we're going to pay attention to tonight as you listen to the Chase and Big Joe show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We are live at Tennessee Precious Metals today in Gallatin. And, Joe, we got some food here, too. Tell us more about that.
Our boys at Vui's Kitchen, Joey's about to hit the road. I mean, it's – look, we're about to post on Instagram. I mean, this is fantastic food. We don't deserve this because it's fantastic. Four locations, about to open one in Murfreesboro, Vui's Kitchen. The one in Cool Springs is my favorite because I go there quite a bit. And there's something for everyone there. So we appreciate you, Joey, for coming out today. Feeding the gang here at Vui's Kitchen. Stop by one of their four locations. You got one in Cool Springs. Got one out here at Gallatin. Is it Gallatin or Hendersonville?
Gallatin.
It's Gallatin. But it's right on the border, right?
Boulevard.
Yeah. Veterans Boulevard out here in Gallatin. You can't miss it. One in Berry Hill. The one at Hunter Station in East Nashville. All good. But my personal favorite is the one in Cool Springs. Vui's Kitchen. Always good.
Very nice. Well, we're looking forward to that. Eating that here in just a little bit. So appreciate Vui's Kitchen for bringing us some food. And we love being out here in Gallatin. So you're going to Gallatin, Hendersonville tonight, right?
I'll be at Gallatin, Hendersonville at Gallatin tonight, yep. Just down the road. Excited about that. You know, it's funny. Gallatin now is 6A. Hendersonville is 5A. So they're on the same classification, not the same region. But here's how I look at rivalry games, Chase McCabe. If the only win you get all year is over the team you're playing tonight and you're happy about it, that's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
So if Hendersonville wins one game, it's beating Gallatin. They love it. Gallatin, same way. They beat Hendersonville. Same with a lot of schools around. You're at McGavick-Maplewood tonight. When I was playing, we wanted to beat Maplewood. That was our game, to beat Maplewood, and Maple wanted to beat McGavick. That was the big win. So these are rivalry games, and they're great starting out in week one.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. I mean, at any level, whether you have – rivalries in college football that start, you know, early in the season or week one, whether you NFL, I mean, I think it just – it's not that you need any extra motivations or you need to be fired up, but it just adds a little something extra. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, I think that's really cool.
You know, it's fun tonight, right? So we'll be out and about. You're calling with Bubba Spears, McGavick at Maplewood, and it's fun because – high school football is unique in a way of, like, it's not perfect, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
Right? There's going to be a guy score a touchdown tonight. You won't be able to see in the end zone because the end zone's not lit. Like, every high school in America, football field, the end zone. Like, what number is that going in there? It's all the same. It's the same passion, dedication, fun. And whether you go any game around Middle Tennessee tonight, you'll still see that. And you'll feel it. And you'll feel the vibe. And that's why we love high school football, because the town rallies around it. The school rallies around it. It's just so pure in so many ways. That's why we like being a part of this.
615-737-1025. So, other position groups, obviously the offensive line. What about the D-line? We talk about Jeffrey Simmons, Tavondre Sweat, Sebastian Joseph Day. But then there's guys like Timmy Horn, James Lynch that have had, you know, pretty good camps. You got to have depth.
Right?
I mean, that's
no.
been part of the big problem with the Titans is they haven't had depth.
And again, I have no idea who those guys are. I don't know their careers.
They don't know you either.
Exactly. Again, we go back to, like, I don't know about this football team. That one of those guys might be fantastic. You know, T.K. McClendon played, 2 years ago for them, doing great backup. And he got injured and, like, oh, man. So you hate these guys who really get their opportunities to do this and play. Then something comes up. But, look, Borgonzi proclaims to know football. He proclaims to know football players. A lot of these guys, you know, these new guys came in under him, these undrafted guys. So hopefully they know what they're doing and bringing them in there and they can play. And tonight they get an opportunity. But you have to see what matters in 16 days. That's when it counts.
Would you give Simmons a series tonight? He wants it. He has said he's told the coaches he wants to play in the preseason.
Yeah,
he needs a tune-up. If here's my thing. If the player is going to you saying, hey, I want to play, let him play.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Put him
all.
Out there for a series and then pull him.
And then here comes, oh, but if he gets hurt. Well, what
it's
if he
football.
Gets into a car wreck on the way to the stadium?
What if he trips over?
Right.
You know, somebody else.
Let him
else.
Play. And, Let mean, him play.
If he, this is what Jim Wyatt said in his story. Earlier this week, Titans defensive lineman Jeffrey Simmons made it clear he wants to play in the preseason finale. He planned to make that known to his coaches as well. Simmons hasn't played in the preseason this year. I'm not sure of the last time he played in the preseason, but a tune-up would probably be good to get his juices going too. We'll have to wait to see Simmons and to Simmons and Tavondre Sweat on the field together, though, since Sweat has been sidelined a bit himself.
All right, put him in there. Let him go.
I would play it.
And get it done. Yeah. I mean, if you want to be out there and play tonight, yeah, you need to tune up. Yeah. But again, it's all about Cam Ward. What's Cam Ward going to do tonight? How much we're going to see of him tonight? We, you know, last week, 2 of 7. He didn't look really that great, but you know, maybe they get some time tonight to work on things. Again, I want to see him lead the team into the tunnel at halftime, that whole first half. But I don't know what their plan is. They've not made it clear. And it's just every coach is so different in their approach to preseason games now. It's funny, you just have six preseason games.
I know, and everybody played. Like, there was none of this, you know, secrecy and paranoia. I mean, there probably was in different ways.
Was that a 12-game schedule back then? Then they went to 14 and the 16, now 17. I don't remember if it was a 12-game schedule or not. If not, I mean, I kind of get it. 14, I know they had four. 16, they had four. But they had all the work. But, you know, also back then, guys had second jobs from January to June. They very literally worked out. Training camp was getting you in shape. Was getting you in shape for that 6 to 7 weeks to play and get going. Now, if you show up out of shape to camp, you're done. You are done. You don't make your 100 run, your sprints, you're done. You don't make your conditioning drills, it's over. So they don't waste time on conditioning.
Yeah.
Because we've talked to coaches about that.
They're kind of doing that all year long.
Didn't we ask Clark Lee about conditioning? Yeah. He's like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have time to waste practice time on conditioning.
It's instant. And basically, it's like if you don't show up in shape, you're probably not on the team.
There you go.
It's pretty simple as that. I watched a little last night of the Patriots and Giants. Vrabel, I mean, just seeing those, like, they kept, because it was Thursday Night Football, so they kept talking about him and showing him, and it was like, man, I've seen that look before. It's just like the eye roll and the just what in the world and all this stuff. But I'm curious with them because I do think they have a quarterback. And, you know, if you can continue to develop him, I mean, look, Josh McDaniels is a terrible head coach.
Yes.
But he's been a pretty good offensive coordinator. And I know people are like, well, what's he going to look like without Belichick? I mean, how much of it was Belichick?
Right.
I mean, Belichick's a defensive guy. So I think Josh knows what he's doing, and all those years of working with Brady certainly will help him. I think he'll be good for the development of Drake May.
And I think Vrabel will leave him alone.
I think so, too. What was funny is looking at the coaching staff, there are a few guys on the offensive side, like Tony Dews and a few others that were here. The whole defensive side is basically guys that were here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I think that he's allowed, you know, the offensive side to, you know, have different people in, different voices, which is good, which is what you need.
Well, I think
it was funny to see him go up against Shane Bowen last night.
I think they're the most intriguing team just because of him, at least for a lot of us around here, to see how well they're going to be after he sat out a year. And now he's brought him some talent up there. They got a lot of money in the salary cap. They got a decent quarterback, at least according to Tim Hasselbeck. They think Drake May's the real deal. So you'll see what goes on. I laugh again. Every game they show Vrabel, he's got the pads on, going through pass rushing drills with his guys. And people in New England are like, that's our coach. Look at him. Like, he's been doing that for a long time. I remember the one game he got bloody practice here a few years ago. But, yeah, good for him. You know, but all the success, and then it comes here on October the 19th. That weekend in Nashville, LSU at Vandy.
Oh, my.
Vrabel at the Titans.
Oh, my.
Right? Holy cow.
I think I'm going to both.
Should.
I think I've already made plans to go to both.
You should.
So that could be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm curious on the pass rush, too. can they get some pass rushers off the waiver wire?
Probably not. I mean, that's such a
– Dr. Crane, can you rush the quarterback?
Oh, 100%.
All right, well – We're gonna get you on the phone with Brian Callahan here soon.
Done.
I mean, what's harder to get, a pass rusher or a quarterback?
That's a good question.
It's so tough to figure that out. Then you've got a good left tackle, then negates the good pass rushing end. You know, they said the four building blocks: shut down corner, pass rushing end, good left tackle, and an excellent quarterback. And if you got all four of those, you're really good. A lot of teams don't have two of those.
By the way, Brian Robinson will not be coming to Nashville. It looks like reports are, and I heard Jake talking about this, he's being traded to the 49ers for a 6th-round pick.
Oh.
So.
What's the deal with the Commanders and the 49ers?
I don't know. They do like trade. But I mean, I think the 49ers are in win-now mode. You know, Christian McCaffrey does get banged up. You add Robinson to the mix. I think that's a good that's a good move for them.
So, yeah, because they got rid of Jordan Mason, Gallatin guy.
Yeah, we'll probably see him tonight.
Yep,
with Minnesota. So I don't know. I don't hate it for sure. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Jill Jelinek, sports director, Fox 17. Her thoughts on the Titans. She's been out there this week and high school football. We are live at Tennessee Precious Metals here in Gallatin. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Here on this Friday at Tennessee Precious Metals in Gallatin, Titans and Vikings tonight, the final preseason game of the season for them. Then they go through the cut down to get to 53 and also high school football tonight. To talk more about that, we bring in the sports director of Fox 17. Our good friend Jill Jelinek is on the line with us. Jill, how the heck are you?
I am great, Chase and Big Joe. It's Friday. We're kicking off the high school football season. We have Titans. I'm going to run around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I can't wait.
Let's start with Titans with the final preseason game tonight. What you've seen of Cam Ward at practices, you've been out there, and then the games, where are you in terms of him being ready for week one, even though we know whether ready or not he's going to play?
Isn't that the million-dollar question, though? Is what we have seen and what we will see tonight enough for us, the media, for Titans fans, for football fans? Is it going to be enough for us to feel confident about him week one? And I'm just going to go ahead and say no. Unless Cam Ward plays this whole game and we're able to see him string drives together, lead several scoring drives, which we've only seen him done once in the first two preseason games. Unless we get a crazy amount of Cam Ward tonight and he shows up and does exactly what he's supposed to do, he's still going to be a question mark in my mind going into week one. And that's just because he's a rookie playing arguably the most important position on the football field. We're putting a lot on his shoulders. And yes, he has shown strides of improvement. His footwork has gotten better, his technique. I think it's definitely clear he's gotten very comfortable with the offense throughout the offseason and training camp. But when you throw the Broncos defensive line at him in a first game situation, first ever NFL game for this young rookie, it's going to be really hard to know or believe that he's going to be ready for that. So I'm looking for a couple things, Chase and Joe, tonight. I'm just looking, can he string some plays together? Can he lead a scoring drive? Wouldn't it be great if he leads the Titans on a scoring drive his first series and then Callahan pulls him? And then that's it, right? And we're all feeling good going into game one. I don't know if that's the case, but I would love to see Cam Ward string some plays, maybe even a drive or two together. Whether or not that happens, so many factors are in the way, but we'll see. But as of right now, I'm not super confident going into week one, and that's just because we haven't seen a large sample size.
Do you think we see Big Jeff in the lineup tonight? It seems like he would like to play in a preseason game, get kind of things going, and you know Big Jeff likes you. He doesn't like most of the media, but I think he likes you. Do you think we see him tonight?
If we do, first series, I'm going to say yes, only because I think Big Jeff is someone, to quote defensive coordinator Denard Wilson, Big Jeff is a man on a mission. He has been trying to prove all this offseason that he is better than what his tape showed last year. I think the three of us can all agree, wasn't the best year last year for Jeff. It definitely wasn't the best year for the Titans. But Jeff took that personally. He opened up to me on my podcast, National Game Changers, earlier in the spring about
best interview he's ever done. And I'm not just saying that because we're friends and everything. No, I'm serious. You got him to open up, and I thought that was really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the big takeaway from it was he was disappointed, and he is now a man on a mission. And so Denard Wilson, defensive coordinator Denard Wilson, saying that at practice just Wednesday, tells me they're listening to Jeff. They see him. They see what he's trying to do. So, yeah, I think it would be great if he could go out there for a series, one defensive stand, and then that's it. And then he's done. And then have him go back to the sideline and cheering his butt off for the rest of the team.
She is the hardest working person in sports in America. I will fight everybody that disagrees with that, Jill Jelinek. You do like 18 different things a week as on the Chase and McJoe show. You know, it's funny, Jill, we talk about you've covered many training camps. We've all covered many training camps. This is the first time this Titans team goes into this first game where we have not seen a majority of the starters play together in the preseason at one time. I hope Brian Callahan knows what he's doing when they go to Denver in 16 days. But, man, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth right now.
Oh, I don't blame you, Joe. And that's exactly why I don't feel super confident saying, oh, yes, Cam Ward is ready for week one. I don't know if we can say the offense is ready for week one, right? Because fluidity. How many times have we heard the offensive players or Coach Callahan or Nick Holtz talk about, hey, we gotta bring it together, fluidity of the offense, chemistry, right? That's hard to see at training camp here or there. That's hard to put together in preseason games when starters are playing one series or two. So, Joe, this is what I'm expecting. Week one, Denver Broncos on Fox 17. I'm expecting a very slow first half by the offense. I'm expecting them to come out not exactly arms fired, not fireworks or anything in the first half. But then I hope they reset and get it together by the second half. They're just like other teams in the NFL. They're going to have some you know, slow, painful moves in the beginning. But then I'd like for them to hopefully build a rhythm, get it together, and figure it out by the end of the game. How about that? Is that too much to ask?
Right. We would love to see that. We're so often seeing a quarterback take his team into the huddle, at least during one of these games. And the fact that Cam – I know the first game, the Bucs had like a 45-play drive. That was different. But, I want to see him take that team to halftime, do the halftime adjustments, come out, run a series, and go. And the fact we're not seeing any of this concerns me. But, again, I'm not the head coach, and I don't know what I'm talking about most days.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's preseason. It's what it is. I hate when people say, oh, it's just what it is. But no, really, coaches have their reasonings for why they play so many starters, so many snaps, young quarterbacks, so many series in three games. I wish we could see more, but based off of what head coach Brian Callahan said on Wednesday, I'm not expecting Cam Ward to play more than a series or two. It all depends how that first series goes. If he's able to string some plays together, like I said, that might be enough for Callahan, and that's it. Because they also got to figure out some other position battles on the field. Inside linebacker is a big one. Who's going to be the backup at running back? The wide receiver room, in my opinion, is kind of, other than Calvin Ridley, it's kind of wide open right now. So there's a lot of other position groups they're going to really hone in on tonight. And I think that might be the majority of the goal after that first series or two for Cam Ward.
We're talking to Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 sports director. The frenzy returns tonight, woo-hoo! High school football. Tell us about what you all are going to be doing this year.
So excited because our highlight show of the Football Frenzy Live is back. We are returning to our late night show, essentially. And so each Friday night, we're going to have tons and tons of highlights from the best games all across Middle Tennessee. And my favorite part is our FFL reporter happens to be the one and only Big Joe.
Love that guy.
Really, yes, love that guy. He does a fantastic job. You tell him. You tell him he's my favorite.
No, I will.
No, but seriously, Joe's going to be at our game of the week every Friday, including tonight, which is, in my opinion, one of the best games. Hendersonville at Gallatin. That's going to be a good one. Longtime rivalry there. So Joe will be at the game. He'll give us the spiel, post-game interview, all that fun stuff. And the Frenzy will air right after the newscast. So tonight the news starts at 10. Our show will kick off around 10:30. It will be after the Fox College football game every Friday, but it will be a late night highlight football show, which I know everybody loves here in Middle Tennessee.
You answered my. I was going to ask, you know, what happens if there's a college game, but the frenzy will be there no matter what, and we can't wait for that.
The frenzy must go on. Yes, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're not done with you yet. Don't worry.
Yeah,
try to escape.
What other games stand out to you tonight? I'll be at Maplewood as they take on McGavick, but what are some others, maybe Rutherford County, Williamson County, that stand out?
This one's a little different. Obviously, you don't have a lot of region matchups, right? So you have a lot of schools going out of state. The ones in Middle Tennessee that I have my eye on are CPA at Oakland, right? You have the two-time defending champion CPA, but then how about Oakland, right, who is the will try to defend their title from last year. CPA is moving up a division, a classification in Division II, so that will be interesting to see how they do this year. I think this game for CPA and Oakland will be kind of a good measuring stick in terms of, okay, how do our playmakers stack up against their playmakers? That's what I'm looking at. Pearl Cone at MBA is a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one last year, Chase and Joe, that MBA won off a 40-plus field goal to win it over Pearl Cone with seconds left in the game. That was a nail-biter last year. I expect it to be another good game this year. Also on my TV 30 at 7 o'clock, so you can catch it there. Christian Davidson Academy, Smyrna at Brentwood. I think that's going to be a one that kind of flies under the radar, but it's a really, really good game. You got some future Division One players on both sides of the ball, and so that one should be a good one as well. We'll have highlights of that one. Centennial, Stewart's Creek, Overton at Father Ryan. We'll also grab Fayetteville at Columbia Academy. The list goes on and on. Guys, I think we're going to have 11 games in Football Frenzy Live tonight. 11. So I'm so excited to get this week one going.
Well, we're excited for it too. We'll be trading resources with our game of the week and, and the Frenzy, but throughout the year. But always enjoy it. And the work that you all do at Fox 17 and your crew, and I mean, you do a bulk of it, but I know you have some help as well, and having JoJo with you will be good. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Thanks, Chase. Thanks, Joe. Really excited. And thanks for all you do for high school, not just high school football, but high school sports. I think that's an area that gets overlooked too often in Middle Tennessee and in the state of Tennessee and across the country. So appreciate what you guys do when it comes to the local sports level. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. And now we're done. Now you can go about your day.
See you,
Jill. Okay, now I'll go. Okay, I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 Sports Director, joining us. And again, after the newscast tonight, you can catch Football Frenzy Live. Big Joe will be at Gallatin High School as they take on Hendersonville. And they'll have all the highlights for you. And also tonight, you can tune in at 6 o'clock. The Game Blitz makes its glorious return.
Get it!
Connor Newt, Parker Kelly have taken the reins of the Passion Project that you started so many years ago. And they'll have a pregame show, 6 to 6:30. We'll go into the Metro Game of the Week pregame show at 6:30. Kickoff around 7 o'clock with yours truly and Coach Bubba Spears as Maplewood takes on McGavick. You can hear play-by-play right here on 102.5 The Game. And then the Game Blitz scoreboard show following that until 11 o'clock or whenever on 102.5 The Game. So we're looking forward to having that back and everybody involved. And then tomorrow morning starting at 9 on 94.9 The Fan, Greg Pogue, Coach Bubba Spears for prep football talk. You can listen to that as they'll break down the night of high school action. Craig Ladd also will be a part of that. So going to be a lot of fun with all the high school football coverage that we have.
I tell you, nothing better than getting your car on a Friday night, tuning on, hear a little high school football. It's I don't have to tell you my passion and love for it. It's pretty evident. So I'm excited for all this and to get it going.
I was telling the boys yesterday when I was kind of going over things with them, it hit me, like that moment it hit me is when a coach called in and said, yeah, we're, you know, and they had lost. Yeah. They had lost the game. And they were like, you know, we're listening to you on the bus. We really appreciate you talking about high school football and our team. And then when they won Summit High School, you know, we talked about this on the air, they called back.
Yeah.
And like, it was just, that was so cool. And,
it was
and that's when
very
it was
cool.
Like, all right, I'm making a difference.
Yeah. And it's fun because you get to hear small towns that, you know, like, you know, East Robertson and Cross Plains and up in Portland and all the way over to West Tennessee, you know, Waverly and Fairview and all these schools. I mean, it's their Super Bowl on Friday night. And to be a small part of that, help bring coverage all around Middle Tennessee. Telling you, man, it is fantastic. It's wonderful, and to hear that noise on a Friday night is just so good.
Coming up next, I'm looking for something tonight, and I will tell you what that is. Chasing Big Joe live in Gallatin at Tennessee Precious Metals here on 102.5 The Game. The game on this Friday. We're at Tennessee Precious Metals here in Gallatin. You're having fun, aren't you?
I've never been in a metal store before. I mean, it's fascinating. All the stuff that's here. I mean, there's people coming in left and right looking at all this stuff. I'm fascinated by subcultures I know nothing about, yet I get immersed in. And this is something here at Tennessee Precious Metals in Gallatin.
Yes, and we will be talking more about that here in a little bit.
Preston's a guy.
Preston, yeah. Preston will be on our show, and looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to more on some high school football here in a second, but there's something that I'm looking for tonight that I want to see. How does Cam Ward react to what I think may not be a sold-out crowd, but an excited home crowd that has waited for this moment for a long time? How does he feed off that? Because I think some of the series that he's played have been meh. You know, they did have a touchdown drive in one of them, but can he feed off? Because the people that are going tonight are excited, and they're going for one reason. They're going to a preseason game to see Cam Ward.
Yeah, and I think sometimes your emotions, you want to do too much and prove what you're worth and play to the home crowd. I hope that's not the case tonight. I hope if he plays, just goes in, kind of blocks the crowd out maybe, and like, yeah. I'm here to do something. I don't need to see you running around and hyping the crowd. I don't need to see that. I need to see you play football. And I want to see.
But I'm fine if, like, when he's coming out of the tunnel, if he's, like, jumping and he's waving it. Like, I mean, show me some jump.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, Kyle VandenBosch would sprint out of the tunnel and, like, you knew he was going to beat your ass during the game.
Ray Lewis did that stupid little dance.
According to Derek Mason.
according to a lot of people.
So, no, it's good. Hype it up. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. But I'll say, don't try to impress the crowd tonight by making throwing the triple coverage or running or take off running. Hope they've taught him how to slide, because Levis didn't know how to slide, neither did Jake Locker. And
I don't think Mariota didn't really know how to slide.
But he was so fast, he's ran out of bounds. He ran past people.
I mean, quarterbacks in general today, I just don't think they focus on that, and they need to.
How many? You know, the funny thing about Mariota when he came in, Mariota had never taken a snap in college under center. Has Cam?
I don't think so. I think everything was out of the shotgun.
I think it was,
too. He talked
too.
About that.
I think it was, too, is everything. So – do you run everything out of the shotgun tonight?
Nope.
And it's real quick, funny about the shotgun and quarterbacks. Steve Spurrier hated the shotgun, but Florida State beat Danny Werfel down one game. And for the Sugar Bowl, Spurrier put in the shotgun. He's like, I'm tired of my guys getting beat up. They can't hold it. So the shotgun's now with Ward being the comfortable in the shotgun. Then I don't need to see you under center. You can run everything out, and I'm not a big shotgun guy. You can run everything out of the shotgun that
shotgun
you need
beer.
To. You see you do it now. So I don't mind that, because you can do everything you do. Just don't make him do things he's uncomfortable with. And if you're uncomfortable getting under center, don't do it.
I'd be curious, and we'll ask Chris about this in a few minutes, of because like I think about it, I'm like, well, how big of a difference is it to walk up and be directly behind the center as opposed to, what is it, 2 yards?
Some 2 to 3, usually.
You know, behind the center.
Back there.
And then there's the pistol that's a little closer.
Yeah. You know, the first time the pistol, I was Dooley at UT. That's the first time I remember running the pistol. It was Tyler Bray. I was like, what is this situation? I'm not a fan of that, because the time you turn and hand the ball off, you're 6 yards in the backfield.
Yeah.
So defense is converging on that. When you hand the ball off, your running back's going downhill. So when he gets the ball, he's usually 3 to 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Never was a fan of the pistol until Derrick Henry did it and ran for 15, 20 yards a pop.
Well, the thing with Derrick Henry is whatever they were in, he would be lined up so far back, but it's because he got momentum. That's why he was so effective, because he would give himself kind of a runway to do what he did. But it is interesting to see how much they have practiced that, of putting him under center and not in the shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
615-737-1025. Dr. Crane, you had a high school football schedule that you said was the toughest?
Yes. I think it's CPA, and I just sent you both the screenshot that I made a graphic for. But they open up tonight against Oakland, the number 4 ranked team in Tennessee. Pearl Cone ranked 14th in Tennessee in week 2. They play the number 1 ranked team in Mississippi week 3 in Tupelo High School. Nice. They have Archbishop of Moeller, first number 1 ranked team in Ohio.
Good Lord.
Baylor, number 1 ranked team in Tennessee. Number 8 ranked team in the state, excuse me, is Ravenwood. Montgomery Bell Academy falls out at 24 ranked in the state. And then Ensworth, it gets a lot easier. Not really. Ensworth at number 5 in Tennessee. And then the last two weeks,
Lord.
Knox Catholic at 16. And to wrap it up, Macaulay, number 2 in the state.
I mean, did they not get Engle Martin a present or something? Like, did they piss him off?
Look at this.
This whole That's entire tough, thing is top 25 across the
that
board.
That is a tough schedule.
So Baylor, MBA, Ensworth, Knox Catholic, and Macaulay are all in their region.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I mean, all you do is win your region and you get in the playoffs.
It'll be a good game tonight at Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that'll be a really good game.
Yep. Oh, my God. That is – yep. Good job, Dr. Crane, on that, Bubba.
Let's go to the phones before we get to Chris Sanders. Al wants to weigh in on some high school football. Hello, Al.
Hello. Great show, gentlemen. Big Joe, Chase. Big Joe, you're rattling off some of the local teams a couple of minutes ago, and you mentioned Waverly. Today is the 4-year anniversary of the flood.
Ooh, wow.
So I kind of wanted to remember and think about those people. They're still struggling down there, so – anyway, I'm a graduate there. I played football there, quarterback, 1985. That tells you my age. And, you know, I listen to you guys every day. But let's remember those, you know, they're literally still rebuilding down there. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, let's remember those people.
Thank you for doing that, Al. Thank you for calling in, because that is something that doesn't need to be forgotten. So I appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, Al, yes, thank you. Yeah, Trey Graves, tell Trey Graves I said hi. I played high school football with him. He was the AD down in Waverly, and we talked to him when they went through all this stuff 4 years ago. And, look, that's a community that loves high school football and was just decimated. And, Al, you've been down there. You know what it is. I mean, you know, Al, you know what it means on a Friday night to go to that stadium and see those kids run out. And, you know, I know the Titans stepped up and gave them a lot of equipment and jerseys and everything. And I hate it, but a lot of people rallied around what you guys have down there. And it makes me even more appreciative of the great state of Tennessee and the fine folks at Waverly who went through all that.
Well, of course, I've been in Franklin forever since, like I said, I played there a long time ago, 1985. But, you know, remember the Titans did that special game in Nissan Stadium to raise some monies, shortly thereafter. But, it's like you said, nothing better than running out on the field 1985, 84, all those years. Of course, when Brentwood Academy rolled in, you know, we had to take our lumps there, but you know how that goes. But anyway, great show, guys. Just
hold on,
to
Al, you got Doug Baird. How's Doug Baird doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Doug was my boy. He's a year younger than me. He was my guard. And believe it or not, the transformation Doug made from where me in the huddle telling him to hit somebody and move his feet, you know, because, you know, he's getting me killed, you know, quarterback.
Right.
But anyway, he flipped the switch, you guys, when he went to Knoxville, and he had such great mobility to be his size. His feet were incredible. But he just had to – maybe somebody got in his ear. You know how that goes. He gained more muscle. You know, same old kind of story.
Yeah. Oh, Phil Fulmer got in his ear.
Great athlete. Great athlete. Yeah. Yeah.
He was. Yeah. Al, thank you for that, man. Tell if you see Doug, tell him I said hi.
I'll do it. Great show, guys.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate the phone call. Good stuff there. We'll talk to Chris Sanders about the Titans in their final preseason game tonight and his Big Red. He is, of course, coaching at NBA. We'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on 102.5 The Game.